trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Hey, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 3 o'clock straight up. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday before the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The NCAA tournament is appointment watching, and it begins with a pair of play-in games both tomorrow and Wednesday night, then really revs up with a host of games on Thursday and Friday. Wisconsin, who won the Big Ten title yesterday, opens up on Friday against Coastal Carolina, their first number one seed in school history, but forward Nigel Hayes says that guarantees nothing.
Yeah, it's nice to have the one seed, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we're guaranteed a Final Four appearance or anything like that, because going off of last year, there was not a one seed in the Final Four, and a one seed ended up winning. So we still have to go out there and leave it on the court.
And you can listen and watch all the NCAA tournament games live on 670thescore.com. And to participate in the CBS National Contest Bracket Challenge, log on to 670 The Score right now. In baseball, the Cubs and the White Sox both set to go out in Arizona. The Cubs with John Lester on the mound taking on the San Diego Padres. Meanwhile, the White Sox with Carlos Rodon towing the rubber, they're facing the D-backs. In pro basketball, Oklahoma City center Serge Ibaka, he'll be out indefinitely as he will have knee surgery. And Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, who both had huge weeks, are the players for the week in their respective conferences. And in pro football, defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, who was recently let go by New England, he will soon sign with the Houston Texans. With more than 400,000 quality parts and 90 years of experience, NAPA can help you get the job done right the first time. Stop by your local NAPA auto parts store and conquer the job with NAPA know-how. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Boars and Bernstein.
Why are you?
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Yes, he is. Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, you liar, you. We were talking about basketball, and here's the thing, though. So yesterday, you had some of the best playing college basketball, right? I just want to watch the pro games that mean absolutely nothing to anybody except me. You know what I mean? It was more entertaining.
It's more aesthetically pleasing. It's a better sport.
Yeah, I watch it, and I think, wait a minute. So I suffered through the Bulls. You know, it's like, But then you could watch Wisconsin, and I thought, well, the Clippers. So I watched a little Wisconsin. I'd seen him the day before as well. But at any rate, it's just like, it's two different games. It's so different now that I can't. It's
like the difference between men's basketball and women's basketball almost.
Yeah.
It's the difference between the NBA and college.
Because there's nothing. I mean, as I mentioned, you watch the Oklahoma City play, and you get nothing. They got a bunch of nothing. They got a handful of nothing other than Westbrook. There's not much there. Their bigs are kind of icky, and I mean, just kind of stand. But they out-rebounded the Bulls
by 20.
Yeah, by 20.
Enes Kanter throwing his weight around. Well, that's because you're playing your Joakim Noah passing center thing again.
Yeah, well, that, he can't play, and he can't play past 32 minutes.
Well, you knew that. But, yeah. But you know, Tom, there's a reason. He's bitching about the minutes limits again.
Yeah, so does he. Man, well, you want to make sure you
damn right he does.
I couldn't play him.
Well, you know why? Because no other coach has these minutes limits imposed because they don't trust that you're going to understand that there's another game ever.
That's right.
You get in a game and you forget that there are more or other games because you get in one of those Thibs things.
Yeah, I thought,
and that's what they feel they have to because they don't trust you.
Yeah, I thought emphasizing that again was the wrong thing to do. Is that my imagination? I would have let that go.
My first thought was he's bitching about his bosses putting restrictions. The reason there are restrictions is they don't trust you to not kill guys before the playoffs. They just don't trust it because they've seen too many times that players fighting injuries are just asked to give and give and give and give until there's nothing left for games that matter.
Well, that's I keep my powder dry on that one. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, yeah, you know what? We were in it right to the end and we made a couple bad plays and they got us. They beat us. And that's what it was, really. A couple bad plays. That's all it was. It wasn't like a thumping or even though that guy gets down the court so damn fast you can't even, it's like a blur. You think some of the other guys are a blur? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's oh really my damn God. Fast. I mean, John Wall at full speed can do that, but not quite with the anger and that's like that rolling ball of butcher knives that John Gruden likes to talk about.
My God. And he gets there and you can't do anything about it. I don't care how big you are or where you're standing or what you're doing. You can't do anything about it. And he's not dunking on you. He's not going up to do that. He's going to play the angle exactly right at 90 miles an hour. He's going that fast, and yet when he gets to that last 7 or 8 feet, it's like, oh my God, did I run all that way for nothing? Yes. Yes, you did. If you're chasing him or trying, yes. You've run that all that way for absolutely nothing. There's no way. And then you watch a college basketball game. And it's okay.
And it's the coach waving his arms and calling a play. It's like watching college football, where the quarterback goes to the line and looks back at the coach. Yeah. What do you want me to do, coach? Well, we're looking at the cards and do this and do that. Okay. All right. Okay.
But I really like it when they're just sitting, like Steve Kerr, my favorite coach. Just sit. Just sits there.
So you're having a turkey sandwich and watching his team. Well, this is fun, isn't it? This is good basketball. You guys are awesome. But it doesn't mean he's not coaching.
No,
it doesn't mean he's not
coaching.
Aware, but he's just, he's not going crazy.
No. No, I there's something about it that agrees with me more than the other, but not that I'm not interested. You know, I do like terrific basketball, and whether the basketball is always great or whatever it is, I think you want to see Kentucky play. The rest of it you could pretty much have, but you want to see them play.
I said that earlier in the show when you were busy with your things, that I love the story of a colossus. I love the idea that this tournament is really all about Kentucky. It is entirely about Kentucky. That is the story of this tournament. Is Kentucky going to run the table, go undefeated, win the national championship? And everything else is collateral.
That's correct.
Absolutely everything. No matter what your Frank Kaminsky's and your Villanova's and your unwatchable Virginia and another Duke thing. And everybody still loves Duke. Everyone always, but you know, Duke tends to get upset in some of these tournaments lately.
They do. I would say this, that these words very seldom. Very seldom do I ever use these words in the same sentence. Notre Dame got screwed. You ran them off the gym in the ACC tournament, and that's what you get, a three seed?
They don't look at the tournament results.
Well, they say they do.
Yeah, but they...
They say they look how you finish.
They apparently don't.
So it's a lie.
I think it's a lie. I think they know that these tournaments are silly, and you get weird start times, and games are compressed into games. And that's really the conclusion.
What about the other time Notre Dame beat Duke?
They did.
Does that not count either? Is that I don't get your whole logic. I know that's what you want. It's TV, that's what you want. You want them seated number one somewhere so everybody can hate them or love them, whatever it is you want to watch it. Although I could live without it. But I mean, Notre Dame, if that's, aren't you at least a two seed?
Guess not.
Okay, counts for nothing. I'll write that down. They're lying to me. Those bastards, because people spend at least a month, don't they? Or to a month and a half, bracket talking, writing about it, talking about it. That's all they care about. There's a sign, whether it's CBS or SI or whatever. That's what their expertise is, these brackets, right? And they do them for time. And then And then when they do the brackets, it's like children did them with paints. I mean, what are you talking about? UCLA? Get out of here.
Eric is in Champaign. He's on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Dan, specifically, I was wondering if you happened to catch the 30 for 30 last night about Christian Laettner.
Not interested. Thanks. I lived it. I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, I know you're a Duke guy, so I thought you might have an angle on that. But to tell you the truth, it'd been long enough and removed from his career there, and then such a mediocre pro career, you kind of forgot how good he was in college.
I covered those games.
One of the best college players ever lived.
Yeah, you know, yeah, right. I want to see
one of the greatest college players of all time.
I want to see that. I do want to see it because I always disliked him intensely, and he never gave you any reason not to feel that way about him.
No, he was basketball Cutler.
Yeah. I do want to see it. And he's not a Duke guy, right? He's not.
No,
really,
but I'm saying I lived that.
I covered it just about every step of the way with him in that team. So I will catch it at some point. And I saw him appearing on some of the Booyah stuff just to kind of say, hey, I'm Christian.
He needs
Laettner,
money,
dude.
He's out of money. He got screwed. Yeah, he and Brian Davis had this big real estate project.
Right, they
in
did.
Durham.